We now have four letters to the evening news. I will read the first from Jeff Linton in Silver Street, who was not impressed by the evening news report on a tank in Norwich. I write in regard to the article, Why is a Tank Driving Down a Norwich Street? June 28th. I was initially elated to read such a headline, and I clicked the link hoping to see an image of an imposing battle tank, ideally from the Second World War, German or Allied, I'm not fussy, rolling through the streets of our fine city. So you can only imagine my utter disappointment when the image that loaded onto my screen was of an armoured personnel carrier, not of a tank as promised in the headline. That's not a tank, I shouted to myself, while desperately scrolling down to see if this has been made clear. I counted the word tank at least five times, and each one felt like a stinging blow. Alas, it was in the final paragraph that an expert, much like myself, stated it was an APC. I do not wish to diminish the excellent work your reporters do, but please use the correct names for these wonderful and often overlooked vehicles.
We mentioned earlier that the Western Link Road remains controversial, and this is clear on the Evening News letters page. I will read the first of two letters. This is one from Brian Beckett on Loxley Road in Norwich. I'm a member of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, the RSPB, and the Woodland Trust. I'm retired and spend a lot of time on nature reserves with a camera. As such, you would expect me to be totally against the Western Link. However, this is not the case. We need to be realistic. We are not going to be able to reduce the number of cars in the foreseeable future, and if we don't, won't remove the lorries delivering goods from the factories and to the supermarkets, and we certainly won't reduce the number of vans delivering the items we now order online. That leaves two choices. The traffic either goes through the city or round the city. Through the centre is obviously not an option. And to continue relying on the ring road is not viable long term, in view of how busy it is. I hate to think what this would be like without the southern bypass. I live at the south of the city. Also, I have occasionally driven through the Ringland Lane during the rush hour and have counted more than 70 vehicles going the opposite way between the bypass and Ringland Village. This is not sustainable on what is essentially a single-track road. I therefore believe that the only practical option is a full bypass to keep the traffic away from the city. This means completing the Western Link. The route is controversial, but any route will be, and taking it too far away from the city would only increase the possibility of local minor roads still being used. This option is not because I am a keen driver. Up to mid-June, I have travelled further on my bike this year than I did in the car.
The next letter takes a very different view. It is from I. Smith in Felmingham. So, Norfolk County Council has ignored everyone and all the expert evidence that the Western Link will cause irreversible damage to the Wensum Valley. Environmental and wildlife experts have warned of the damage this road would cause to wildlife, environment, and the countryside, yet they forge ahead. Its construction is totally at odds with the government's promises to reduce carbon emissions and will make it even harder to stop global warming. To cap it all, these councillors have decided to award a foreign company with the contract to build it, so more money will be going out of this country. Norfolk County Council is ruining our countryside with this road, and all the unwanted house building on green fields, and don't care about the locals nor where the money will come from. One thing is for sure, it will be us who pay for this damaging road, and we will suffer the consequences with pollution, noise and loss of wildlife.
Our last letter this week is from G.P. Brown on Brownthorpe Road in Norwich, Beauthorpe Road, I beg your pardon, in Norwich, who is not impressed by the County Council's approach to road closures. You report Norfolk County Council has now confirmed that the ban on traffic in St Benedict's is set to become permanent from December. Rather disingenuously, the item continues with consultations happening next month. Does any reader gain the impression from that statement that anything said by the consultations can affect a reversal in a decision seemingly irrevocably made by those who know what is best for us? Logic might suggest you consult on principle before making a decision. As the present closure has been carried out under COVID legislation, which expires in September, can we be assured that the County Council has penciled in its workforce to immediately resolve the St Benedict's and Exchange Street blockades at the earliest possible moment? I will not be holding my breath